what a fantastic win last night. I watched most of the game, and I couldn't believe how easy they made the run chase look in the end, to knock off 350 with six overs to spare. They made it look so easy. But yeah, I guess what's changed is they've got the right players batting in the right positions. They've picked a team full of match-winning batsmen. You know, all the way down, you've got Roy and Hales at the top. If one of them comes off, as we saw last night, gets you off to a flyer. They've got people like Billings down the order, Stokes, who can clear the ropes as well. And I guess the biggest thing that's changed is the coach as well. You know, Paul Farbrace, having worked with him at Yorkshire, he just instills confidence in the players to just go out and express themselves. And you can see that they're actually enjoying each other's company and enjoying playing that brand of cricket, and that always helps.
Your teammate Joe Root got an unbeaten century, more runs for Root. And where would you say he ranks in terms of world batsmen at the moment? Because even though he's so young, he's got to be up there, hasn't he?
Yeah, I mean, at this moment in time, he's right up there. You know, he's so consistent at the minute. England can rely on him. And, you know, for a lad who's only 23, 24 years old, to take that pressure and that weight on his shoulders at such a young age is shows how good he really is. I mean, you know, there are other players in the world who are probably ahead of him, like De Villiers and Chris Gayle and these sorts of players. But, you know, the way he's playing at the minute and the confidence that he's playing with is really, really good to watch. He's going from strength to strength all the time.
It is awesome to see at the moment. Yorkshire in action, of course, tomorrow night against the Notts Outlaws. What's your thoughts on the 2020 campaign so far?
Well, it's a massive game for us. We obviously set off really well in the competition, winning the first two games and playing some really good cricket. And for whatever reason, we've lost the last three games, which hasn't been good enough, really. I mean, we were stuffed a little bit on Sunday by the weather. The duck were fluish and reduced overs game, which wasn't ideal. But, you know, the other two games that we lost, we've only got ourselves to blame. That game against Lancashire, really a game that we threw away. They didn't win it, we lost it, really. So that was disappointing. So it's important Friday and Sunday we get our campaign back on track, really. And, you know, everyone's beating everyone in the competition. So if you go on a run of two or three games, you know, you're right back up at near the top of the league.
You've got the two Aussies, Glenn Maxwell and Aaron Finch, opening the batting. Didn't quite go to plan against Northants, but there were perhaps other reasons for that. Are we just waiting for these two to click into gear and get a great start for Yorkshire?
Yeah, I mean, obviously Finch has only just come back. That was his first game back after a long time out with injury, so it'll might take him a couple of games to find his feet. But we know on his day, he's a match winner. Maxwell hasn't quite fired. He'll openly admit that himself. He's, for whatever reason, he's just not being in form at the minute. But we know that the way he plays, it can go like that sometimes. And hopefully he'll have a return to form very quickly. And when he does, you know, watch out, because he can win a game on his own.
We're talking about two of the best limited overs batsmen in the world here. What are they like in training on a daily basis?
Yeah, pretty laid-back characters. You know, Finch is probably a little bit more analytical and Maxwell, and you know, works really hard, probably more so on technique. Maxwell's quite a free-spirited guy, someone who will just do things on a hunch and the way he feels. You know, you don't really see him practice that many reverse sweeps, yet he goes into a Roses game in front of a full house and it's the first ball. reverse sweeps it for six. So very different in the way that they train, but they're fitted in really well in the dressing room. Two guys that are typical Aussie guys, full of confidence, and, you know, they just want to win as many games as they can.
Yeah, exciting stuff. Also, the fixtures came out yesterday for the football season. Moving away from cricket for a second, you're a big Huddersfield Town fan. Hull away on the first day of the season. Yeah, that's going to be quite difficult, I would imagine.
Yeah, you know, so Hull will have their bit between the teeth, I'm sure. And to go away, first game of the season, Yorkshire Derby, it's going to be a tough game. But November looks tough as well with all the local derbies. Actually, so it's a Leeds game on the 7th of November or something.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, 7th from Leeds, yeah. 21st Sheffield Wednesday, 28th Middlesbrough.
Yeah, and the first fixture always looks for is the Leeds one. And unfortunately, my sister gets married on that day, so I'm trying to get to change the wedding, but she's having any of it.
How selfish of her.
I know, she could at least wait till the fixtures come out.